Welcome to the Destiny Church Tees Valley podcast. As you listen, it is our prayer that you are transformed through faith, hope, and love.
One of the things that the Bible, one of the things that the Bible talks about when we enter into the Christian life, it talks about us obviously entering into a new life, into a new family. We get a new name in heaven. We get new values. We get a new systems to live by. Everything is brand new, and learning to live in that life is a process that we go through, and each day we are learning more, and sometimes we do well, and other times we don't do so well. We realize that we've blown it. But one of the things about that the Bible talks about our new life is that it is a race. And it's one of the imageries of running a race of life. Now, it's not an 100-yard dash, or now it'd be 100 metres, of course, wouldn't it? But I don't know about you, but maybe you can remember your days in school, your running days in school. I love to run. In fact, I would even run until I wasn't able to run anymore because of my knees. But I loved running. I got a real sense of freedom and able just to spend time with God and just loved the fresh air of running. So I love running. But so often we think life, and certainly about the Christian faith, is about just a short-term decision. We've made a decision and that everything after that would be easy and it would all fall into place. But actually, for those of us that have been Christians for a long time, that you realize that actually that it has to still be a daily choice. It is something that we choose to do. And so whether or not you're a runner by nature, you see, some people are built, we used to say when school, say some people are built to fight and some people are built for flight. And I was one of those that was built for flight. So I would call somebody names and then run like the clappers, you see. But usually caught up with me, of course. But that's one of the things is that we've got to understand that at the race as a Christians, for these people that have got baptized and for each one of us that have made a decision at some point to follow Jesus, that it is actually, it's an ongoing decision, a daily decision to follow Jesus Christ. And it's up to us to really to make that decision. Nobody else can make that decision for us. It is a choice that God gives us. God gives us that ability to choose. And so often we think, well, why did God give us the ability to choose? Because he wanted us to follow him. He wanted us to love him for the simple reason that we chose to do that. Not because we were forced into doing it. Not because we were made to do it. He doesn't want us to do that. It's got to be a choice. Now, often we think that people make a choice to follow Jesus just because things are tough and because what's in store is that there's going to be a better life. But I want to say to you that actually that many people have chosen Jesus even when things were good, when things couldn't be better. And if for an example of that, a very prominent example of that is Moses in the Old Testament. Now, Moses in the Old Testament, his parents made a decision because of their faith in God to put him into a little basket. And as a result of that, Pharaoh's daughter saw him, she fell in love with this little baby crying in the bulrushes. And so she took him. So he then became part of the royal household of the wealthiest nation in the world at that time. Egypt was where all the wealth of the world really was at that time. So he had all the wealth, he had all the pleasures, he had the power. He was the grandson of Pharaoh. He had it all made. He was born a Hebrew, but he was raised an Egyptian. And sometimes, you know, in life, we think of other people and we think, oh, now, how would you be? And I think to myself, how would I be if I'd been raised in such prestigious circumstances? but yet he understood his roots. He understood where his identity wasn't in being an Egyptian. His identity wasn't in his power. His identity wasn't in the possessions that he had or the pleasures that he could have. He had a life of ease. He could probably just go like that and get anything that he wanted. That's the setting that he was in. But if we read in Hebrews chapter 11, and it says this, verse 24, by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Who did he see that's invisible? Who did he see? He saw Jesus. He saw God. He knew what was coming even before Jesus had come in the flesh. He understood this, and so he decided and he chose by faith to go and to go away from all the power and the prestige and the pleasures of life in order to pursue his true identity and his call on God to be who God had called him to be. Now, at this time, he didn't know what lay ahead in that. All he knew that he was on the run, and his life for the next 40 years was in the desert, in the wilderness. And it wasn't until God called him at a specific time and told him to go back to Egypt and to see his people freed. He became one of, if not the greatest leader in the Old Testament, because he chose. And you and I today have got that opportunity to choose. You can either choose Jesus or reject Jesus. The choice is yours. You can walk out of here today and nobody can persuade you. And you know, however good people are at persuasion, and some people are good, I'm not like that, but some people can be good, but if they persuade you into believing, somebody else will talk you out of it. So you have to be convinced, because you are convinced that it is right and that it is the right thing to do. So Moses was willing to become who God made him to be. God has made us to be who he wants us to be. Amen. So you've got to choose God. You've got to choose him and understand that that comes with a new value system. And the new value system is that we need to value God's purpose above above popularity. And that's what Moses did. He chose God's purpose for his life above being popular. And so often that is one of the things that we want to please people, and people, we get concerned about what other people think about us. And so that can change how we are, can't it? So some people, and some of you might be looking this morning and saying, how come he's put a check shirt with check trousers? That should never happen. But all I'm saying is that in my identity, I'm quite happy with, well, I like the shirt and I like the trousers and I like the jacket. Do they go together? Probably not. But who bothered except all of you, of course. So it's important for us to realize that actually following God's purpose is going to at times go against people's thoughts. People think what you should or shouldn't be doing. Yes? So it's important that we understand that. And God's people are more valuable than possessions. That's something that Moses understood. Now, the problem is so often is there are often things in life that hold us back. And maybe today you have been running the race of following Jesus, but actually something's coming, something's cutting. Hebrews 12 talks about that. It talks about, you know, what has got in, what has tripped you up, what is taking you out of the game. Why is it that you're faltering, and why is it that you've opted out? And so often, you know, we can do that. You know, I don't know if many a time these races go on. There's these endurance races. Some are running races. Some are skiing races. Some are boating races. All sorts of things. But what you often find is that you can have somebody out in the front who is leading the way. I was reading about one that was a skiing one, and the leader, where he was about 2 hours in front of the rest of the pack, but he just got discouraged. And so he sat down at the side of the ski pad, whatever it was. And what happened was somebody passed him. And when he saw somebody passed him, he decided to get his sleeping bag out and he went to sleep. So where he'd gone from winning and being all purposeful, he then lacked and didn't finish the race. I want to say to you, sometimes there are things that come into our life that discourage us, that disappoint us, that hurt us, that cause us to get off track. And my job today is that God has told me to say, don't quit. Get back on the track. Get back going where God wants you to do. Do what you know that's in your heart that you should be and what you should be doing. And God will honor that and he will support, he will strengthen you. But if you keep going back to the sin, if you keep going back to your own way, you keep going back to doing all the things that you know you shouldn't do, I'm telling you now, you will suffer the consequences. Yes, you have a choice, but you don't get to choose the consequences. Yes, you get to choose to do various things, but whatever you choose, you've got to realize there are consequences. And so often, one of the things that I find that cuts in on people is people get worried about things. They get concerned about different things. And so easy it is, isn't it, to get worried about the things in that. And Proverbs says this, worry weighs a person down. So when you're trying to run the race of life and you're worrying, it's going to weigh you down, it's going to slow you down, you're not going to be able to run like you want to do. So you've got to get rid of all the things that slow you down. And of course, worry is that. Now, how do you do that? Well, I want to say to you, worry can be exhausting. Psalm 55 says this, I am worn out by my worries. Psalm 25 says this, about how when we worry about things, it exaggerates the issue. It says, my awful worries keep growing. And the more you think and worry about things, the bigger the problem becomes. Yes? And Matthew 6:27 says, that will your worries add a single moment to your life? The answer to that is no, absolutely. So the more you worry about it, it's not only exhausting, not only will it exaggerate it and make it think it's a waste of time. So how can you get rid of your worries? I want to say to you, it's very simple. It's called prayer. In other words, when you pray about the problem and you bring God into the problem, he is the one who can solve the problem and enable you to see it. Instead of worrying, pray. Let your petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happiness when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7 from the Message translation. Not only do we get worries, we have wounds. People hurt us, and that can come into our life. And when our heart gets wounded, that can stop us. You know, if you get hurt, you maybe have to limp a little bit. So that could be a reason why you end up stopping. I've had to stop running because of my knees. Too much football, or dreaming of playing football, one of the two. Anyway, but so we often have, maybe you're here today and someone's hurt you. It might be somebody in your family, it might be friends, it might be a work colleague, it might be somebody in church, it could be anywhere, but somebody has just come in and hurt you and you're wounded from it. But God's saying, I want you to let go of that anger, I want you to learn to forgive, because forgiveness will release you so you can run again, so that you can take up the baton and you can say, I'm going to run with all my might, because although they might have hurt me, that's not going to stop me being and doing what God has called me to be. And this is so important for us. Amen? And we need to let go of the things that we do wrong. Yes, your wrongs, says Isaiah 59, have separated you from your God, and your sins have made him hide his face so that he doesn't hear you. So often we wonder, why is God not hearing our prayers? It's because we are doing things that God doesn't approve of. Amen? And when we refuse to confess our sin, David says, I was weak and miserable, and I groaned all day long. So if you've got things you need to get rid of in your life, then confession, sharing it, telling God all about it. Tell someone else. Tell somebody in your connect group. Tell somebody else about what you've done. Because I want to say to you, when you confess your sins, it brings a release. It enables you. Something that's in there that's greater than we can explain. As Yorkshiremen, we have a saying, it's better felt than telt. And this is so true for all of us. You see, I want you to finish well. And that's what God wants. He doesn't just want you to start well. He wants you to finish well. He wants you to cross the line with a real sense of, well, that's going to need you to have integrity. That's going to need you to have humility. It's going to need you to really renew your spirit day by day, get into the Word of God, get into fellowship with believers, and praying in the Spirit. Those kind of things so that God really would work. You know, the Scripture and the Holy Spirit working together in your life on a daily basis. Don't miss a day, yes, because it will affect you. And so often the thing is the most important things in life are the things that are not seen. It's so easy to go life when there's busy and there's pressures and the things of life to go on and to get caught. But I want to say to you, just learn to have some integrity. When you do what you say you're going to do and be what you said you're going to be, and just really live that out and live with humility. I want to say to you, one of the biggest things that really stops people from following Jesus Christ that comes a hurdle is pride. It's, we can often see it in somebody else, but we don't see it in ourselves, do we? But God is wanting us to live with humility, to hunger after Him. But the most important thing, I think, more than anything else, is for all these things to fit into place, is for you and I to focus on eternity. If your focus is just on this life, the pain of this life, or the pleasures of this life, or whatever it is, if you're just thinking, you're always going to make bad decisions. But if you focus long term, if you're focusing on eternity and realizing that you are already living in eternity, the difference is that death only puts you into a different season. It brings you into the presence of God. It enables you to be that. So you've got to decide now, who do I want to be in eternity? Where do I want to be in eternity? Who am I going to be with in eternity? It is so important. Let me just pray with you. Father, I thank you for every single person that's here today. I thank you, Lord, particularly for those that have got baptized today. I pray, Lord, that they wouldn't just start well, but they would finish well. We're praying today, Lord Jesus, that you would, Lord, just put in every one of us that today we will not live for the pleasures of the power or the prestige or the fame or for the finances, but we would live for you. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just have your way today. I pray that every single person in this place, Lord, would choose you today. Choose to follow you today. Choose to live for you today. I pray, oh God, that today would be the day when we would remember the day when we said yes to you again. When we got up from the side of the road, when we got up from the pit, when we get up from our squalor, when we get up from our worry, when we get up from all the issues of our life, that Lord, today I pray every single person in this place, I pray, oh God, would ride out of here, run out of here. Lord, run with passion in their hearts, knowing that you are with them, that you are for them, and you are the Savior of the world. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. If this message spoke to you and you would like prayer, or perhaps this is your first time listening, then we'd love to connect with you at www.thedestinychurch.co.uk/connect. You're welcome to join us every Sunday in person or online at 11 a.m.